AP Radio News. I'm Ed Donahue. China says claims that it is behind the hacking attack on U.S. government computers are unproven and irresponsible. The Obama administration has pressed China in the past on cyber hacking, but is not linking China to this attack. The AP's Ken Delanian reports the big question is how many government employees were victimized.
We don't think that the most secret, covert CIA operative type people would be in this database, but there are other people who are sensitive who are in the database. And the thought is that if this was indeed China, which government officials are saying, they want this information so that they could exploit it for espionage purposes.
The unemployment rate edged up a bit last month, but 280,000 jobs were added.
It's a good, solid report. I think that this is the kind of report we're looking for. I think we'll continue to see job growth of 225,000-250,000 per month through the rest of this year, and that the job market is looking pretty solid.
Economist Gus Forche at PNC Financial says the economy is back on track after a rough start to the year. Stocks are mixed. The Dow is down 45 points. Greece's prime minister says his government can't accept what he calls irrational proposals, like the one that was made this week by the institutions overseeing the country's bailout. And he says any solution will have to include some form of debt relief. He represented Iraq following 9/11.
The police are blaming
Saddam Hussein is in full control of his country.
Tariq Aziz, once the deputy prime minister, died of a heart attack in Iraq. He was 79. Police in Georgia say a man who fatally shot two people inside a liquor store and wounded his parents killed himself during an exchange of gunfire with a sheriff's deputy. A United Express flight from New Jersey with 39 people on board landed safely at Bradley International Airport near Hartford, Connecticut. Authorities say the pilot put out a small fire in the cockpit. This is AP Radio News. At least 31 people were killed in suicide bombings in Nigeria. The AP's Michelle Fowle reports Boko Haram is being blamed for the explosions.
The police are blaming two suicide bombers who they said came to the market in Yola City and blew themselves up.
The overturned cruise ship in the Yangtze River in China has been turned upright. The AP's Chris Bodine reports 103 bodies have been found. 340 people are reported missing.
There were just 14 survivors of more than 450 who were above the ship when it went down in a storm on Monday night. This marks sort of the moving on to a new stage after 3 days in which divers were striving to find anybody else who might be alive in air pockets. That stage is now over.
The surviving captain and the first engineer are under police custody, but investigators in China think the weather may have caused the accident. I'm Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.